It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, Sean K.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Nothing. I feel excited.
You startled me.
Are you in a good way? Startled in a good way?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Sean K.
Thanks, baby. Same to you.
For those of you who are only listening and do not have the exciting visual of Sean K's face in your screen, he has called himself the talent once again, and he is also the head of creativity.
That's just because I'm too lazy to change, baby. It's been that way for a while.
So I am Carrie, and my subhead is Our Dog Eats Naughty Things, which is appropriate. Is that the right word for this podcast?
So.
Right? Yeah. Because this podcast, what, Sean? Because it was your thing.
What's it about?
Yeah, man.
Strange things that dogs eat. Are you going to tell everybody what our dog eats?
No.
No?
No.
I will.
No, I don't think you should.
Why not?
Because it's gross.
How about if I tell them one thing?
No. Only if it's dog food, honestly. Like, people are going to judge. They're going to judge.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, I'm telling one story. I'm telling one.
All right, so Dee's here. Hey, Dee.
So is Susie.
And Susie's here. Hey, Susie. And Sean is here.
Yeehaw.
Ready to make us full of shame about the life. All right, can I first say that we've never had a dog before our current dog.
Yeah, who's chasing cats.
Right who's now. Currently chasing a cat. Hey, Kate. Kate's here too. Woo! That has ever eaten anything inappropriate.
Well, I don't know about that.
And Liz is here. Hey, Liz. Yeah.
Not in such quantity.
No, I mean, like, they've done that normal dog dumb things, like, oh, let's eat another dog's poop. But, like, they've never eaten things that made me think they were going to die. Until this most recent dog.
John Bell's here, too.
Hello, John Bell. Woo! It's a party.
Yeah, it is.
It's a party. Listening.
We got the whole core group here now.
Yay! Makes me happy. So Dee says, before we begin on our stories, that her dog ate her own poop. Not Dee's poop, but the dog's own poop.
Maybe she was hungry.
She's
recycling.
It is. It's like the biggest reuse.
Reduce. She was upcycling.
But it's really interesting to me how doggies do want to eat feces. Fecal matter.
I think that's that's kind of built in, like, for whatever reason.
Like
sniffing butts. I think sometimes, or rolling in poop. You know, it's not something we need to understand. Just try to avoid.
There's actually a name for it, and it's called. I apologize because I'm not going to be able to say it correctly because I don't come from a family that said these sort of words. And so I only read them and don't know how to say them. But it's called coprophagia.
Yeah.
C-O-P-R-O-P-H-A-G-I-A. Yeah. It's coprophagia. And it's basically a form of pica. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like pica is like basically when you want to eat things that don't have any nutrients in it, like rocks or glue or plastic.
I personally don't have that problem.
I know, but some people and some doggies do, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes people who are pregnant do, and it's usually because there are nutritional deficiencies going on, right?
Huh.
Or like an electrolyte imbalance, right?
Yeah.
So Coprophagia or phagia, which I'm so sorry I'm butchering, is a kind of that in which, like, we're all like, ooh, gross, but it's basically doggies want to eat feces.
Yeah.
And the reason that
the reason
is allegedly because mommy doggies like their baby doggies bum bums.
Yeah.
To help keep their bum bums clean.
Right.
And to also be like, hey baby, this is where you poop. Try to poop, right?
Right. Get it going.
Yeah. And so then the mommies get used to the taste and the smell of poopies. And so they're like, poopies. Poopies are
so
good.
So what about dogs that aren't mommies?
Well, even if they're not mommies, if they're female, they tend to have this like ingrained thing for that, right?
What if they're not female?
Other things that might come into play are like sometimes like in kennels or like they're in a confined space and they're like me and they want their space to be really clean and there's no other way to get rid of the feces and so they eat that. And again, sometimes it's like they're just trying to improve their diet. And that's especially why they eat kitty poo poo. Because
we have had a dog and we still do have a dog.
Sparty.
That's why we have a baby gate across our basement door.
We have kitty litter boxes in our basement, and Sparty will do anything to get down to those kitty litter boxes in the basement.
It's like a buffet.
I feel like Liz is going to be very disappointed in Sparty about that. But anyways, like, kitty diets typically are a lot more meaty and meat-centered than doggy diets, and cat food has more protein. And so doggies like it because they're like, ooh, steak. Like, this is gourmet. Like, oh, wow, look at all those feces, gross. Right? Yeah, it's totally gross. But it's kind of like why they do it. And no one has commented because we talked about poop. But Art's here.
You hi, Art. Poop.
I'm saying we're married.
I know you're saying
you're supposed
we.
To be supportive
you're,
about
you're
this.
You're trying to drag me down with you.
I'm just trying to learn the people. I
didn't start off with a real life story about our puppy Pogi.
No, how about no?
No?
How about no?
Really?
Yeah.
About that thing I found in the backyard.
I just turned everybody off because I talked about poopy. And now
well,
you're going to.
This is different.
It's worse. Sean.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's so funny.
It's worse.
Like it's so relatable.
No, it's not.
I know how to make it relatable.
All right, just go ahead.
All right, so I want everybody to picture.
Please don't love me after this story.
This has nothing to do with us.
It's not our fault.
Have you ever seen a bunch of sausages that are still together, you know, as they come out of the machine and the guy rolls them and then the next one comes out and they roll them? And then, okay. So it took us a little while last year when we first hired our puppy, Pogi, to learn that she was attracted to tampons in the trash
not mine.
Can.
Not mine.
No.
Not mine. Not Sean's.
And she was acting a little strange for a couple days, like kind of just laying around, being a little more mellow than usual. And one night.
This is a horrible story.
When I let the dogs out for their before bed bathroom break. Pogi was out there for an extremely long time, so I went out there to look at her. And she was in the I'm a little doggy and I'm pooping position for a long time. So I went back in the house and I got a flashlight. And when I went back out...
You have to wait, hold on. You have to imagine Shawnee like getting a flashlight to go watch a dog poop in the backyard.
So I went back out in the backyard and she was still pooping. And eventually, she was done pooping, and she came back up on the deck. So I walked out into the backyard, in the proximate area where she was, and there was like 18 inches. What do you call those little sausages that you have for hors d'oeuvres at parties?
Mini Frankfurts?
No. Little smokies. So there was like 18 inches of like little smokies, but they weren't little smokies. But it looked like somebody had made sausages because they're all encased in this nastiness and kind of, you know, it was, actually, can I send you a picture of it, babe, and you can put it online?
I am not putting that online.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't think so. But no. I did take a picture of it.
He did.
It was so remarkable. And she's eaten a lot of crap since then. She's always managed to get it out one end or the other without having to go to the vet.
Yeah. So after that happened, I looked it up because we didn't realize that she had eaten those things. And we were like, oh my God. And it's like, oh, your dog can die from this. Go to the hospital immediately. Call the vet immediately, which I guess you're supposed to do. But we didn't know that she did. And she
No, we didn't know. But after that, we figured it out.
Yeah.
We put a stop to it.
Yeah. Now all bathroom trash receptacles are up high
during that
time frame. Art says they're called diesel dinks. Little smokies.
Susie said they're called Vienna sausages, but I happen to love Vienna sausage sandwiches, so I'm not gonna say that.
Oh my gosh. Amy says that her dog eats paper products and hair. Pogie
does like the occasional paper towel.
She's really like, you could like take toilet paper, unused toilet paper, and feed it to our dog, and our dog would eat it. Like, I don't know what's up with her.
I don't think she's ever eaten used toilet paper. But that's
not
really
not that we know of.
Gets flushed down the toilet.
Not that we, oh yeah, that's true. But like, I think she would. She's gross, man. So gross.
She is kind of gross.
She's gross. She's like a scrapper, you know? Like his own fluff, Amy says. So like, oh, that's
well,
so
it's not
sweet.
Like from a hairbrush, like no. A big wad of human hair.
Our cat Cloud, who's our, if you've seen our Facebook or whatever posts, like she's the gray and white one. She used to eat our dog Gabby's hair all the time.
She loved Gabby.
And it was like she was just trying to get Gabby inside of her to stay forever. It was so sad and so sweet. Yeah, Amy's dog is like ours, like Pokey, because it loves to steal paper towels. Pokey's the same way. Susie says, do you want to meet Susie?
Susie says, I put up a baby gate with a hole cut in the bottom so the cats could go through, but the dogs couldn't. This kept the dogs from searching for litter snacks. We also have a baby gate, but our cats go over the top.
Yeah.
They're nimble.
They're nimble. Because they have to be, because Pokey chases them.
That's also how they escape Pokey.
Yeah.
Pokey's
like,
Pokey's feeling rambunctious.
Which she doesn't feel when she's eating naughty things.
That's right.
So Pokey's so bad that she like, Steve wrote a swear word. I can't say the swear word. Do you want
to? Change it to poop.
All right. Poop. My dog used to eat my sister's poop. Sometimes he would be waiting behind her for it to come out. Oh!
Hot and fresh.
No! All right, let's go back to Amy where she just says.
His own fluff. His own fluff.
Dude, that's nasty. Wait, his sister dog, right? Like, yeah, his sister dog.
Yes.
That's still nasty. See Amy's nasty. Like, nasty. That's so nasty.
You know what the nastiest part about it is? Steve used to roll around on the ground with those dogs and let them lick his face.
All the time. All the time. They'd be like, we love you, Daddy. He'd be like,
Steve, you're a secondhand poop eater. What?
That's cruel. I don't know if anybody else's dog eats clothing items, but Pogie also becomes very obsessed with clothing. Oh my gosh, Steve, I can't even put that one up. Pogie becomes very, very obsessed with clothing.
Only one particular kind. Oh, two. She loves socks of yours.
Only mine.
Well, she only takes mine when I put them out fresh in the morning before I put my shoes on.
Yeah, she only likes Sean's socks if like, they haven't been on him yet.
It's like a ball. They're rolled up, so.
Whereas my socks, she's like, oh, they were on my mommy's feet. I must eat them. And then
she likes to eat things that were on your body. Yours.
Only me.
So what else is it?
Underwear.
What'd you say?
Underwear.
Underwear.
Underwear. Yeah, underwear. Pogi's really, really into underwear, which has never happened before with a dog that we've owned. And she ate one, and I did not know it until she pooped it out.
She didn't poop it out.
Oh, she threw it up.
She vomited. We were sleeping one night.
I repressed this.
And she was in her kennel in our bedroom where she spends 50% of her nights.
The other 50 she gets to cuddle.
And we heard a little strange noise, and I got up, and there was this really weird-looking pile of vomit. And it turned out to be an extremely nice pair of Carrie's underwear.
It was a fancy pair. It wasn't a Walmart pair.
So we washed them a couple times.
He's lying. He's lying. But apparently we are not alone. No. Because Steve says his other dog threw up a pair of panties one time. Was that Rue or Goldie? I want to know. Yeah, so apparently doggies like to do that. And part of the reason is because they're trying to keep you safe. And
they're trying to keep you safe.
Yeah, like, so doggies.
Trying to get you not to wear underwear for a while. Apparently the dog agrees. She's trying to keep herself safe.
Can we just stop the podcast now?
She's trying to help my compulsion, mama.
She's
like
married?
A hamper thief.
How are we married? How are we
Well,
married?
I'll tell you how.
Okay.
If you want to know.
Yes.
We went to this guy that we know.
And he married us?
Yep.
We got married in the Friends of Acadia office. So anyways, and for those of you who are not here, Friends of Acadia is a nonprofit whose job is to keep the Acadia National Park safe and awesome.
But it's also like a wedding Vegas chapel. It's not a drive-through, but
my dog used to eat underwear and socks too, except she pooped them out. That dog had an iron stomach as a puppy. I feel like Pogi might be related to that dog.
Yeah,
right?
No joke.
Stia said he would also eat my boxers and poop them out at Little Long Pond.
That's hilarious, but kind of embarrassing.
So Little Long Pond, is that the Rockefeller bequeath?
Yes, like, that's all right. Where you take the dogs off leash.
So you can take your dogs off leash here. It's not part of Acadia National Park, but it's this big, beautiful pond with a boathouse. It's very lovely. And everyone walks their dog, and a couple, like, occasionally people run around this pond, and it's all, like, super dog friendly, but there's a little bit of frou-frou in there. And the fact that Steve's dog pooped out his boxers at this frou-frou land owned by the Rockefellers.
That's kind of funny.
Makes my
and
whole
fitting.
Night.
And fitting.
And it makes my whole
I'm
night.
I'm honestly surprised Pogi hasn't pooped out of his socks.
I am too.
Which means she hasn't eaten any. So.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Because she sure likes to chew on them.
Susie says, don't forget cats like to eat strange things too, like tinsel and yarn and threaded needles.
Threaded needles does not sound good.
That sounds painful.
But tinsel is yarn is cool because then you can grab onto it and let him walk away and help him get it out.
I once did that for your dog.
I know.
Before we were together. So I think that a mark of my true love for Sean was before we were together, his doggy Luke had a very bad poopy in which something very long, what was it?
I don't know. Something stringy.
Was stuck there and he could not get it out. And I...
With her bare hands, she latched on.
With my bare hands. Like, just, what's not my bare hands? So, Kate says that her puppy was incredibly food-driven and will eat anything.
So is Pogi.
And Chris Walsh asks, is your dog's name Steve, too? It should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Liz Graves says,
totally naming my next dog Steve. Capital idea. Let's all name our next dog Steve.
There'll be a lot of Steves running around.
That would be awesome.
Bar Harbor.
Steve. Chris also said panties throwing up. That's exactly how I feel about that word. And then also the M-O-I-S-T word.
They kind of go together.
Yuck.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you that when you find... So Pogi also takes underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And out of the laundry bin and doesn't always eat them, but licks them real hard. And like, so you'll find this disgusting M-O-I-S-T.
That's the word.
Pair of underwear randomly in places in the house. And I have this great fear that someday someone's going to come over my house and sit on the couch and be like, ooh, ooh.
And I'll just say that was from an impromptu session last night. So.
He would say that because he's a liar. Do you have any story? Oh, wait. So Kate says, yelling Steve out in the woods at night while your dog is pooping sounds like the best thing to yell out in the woods. Steve! Steve! Steve, sit! Hurry up, Steve! Do your business, Steve.
The neighbors will be like, man, that woman's a real bitch. Listen to how she talks to her, man. She makes him go poop outside.
Yay.
That's awesome. Let's all name our dog, Steve. Our next dog.
I think we should make a pact and pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
Yeah. I'm not going to recover from that.
And then if it's a good night and he ate a pair of boxers, you can be like, Steve, you left your father's boxers outside.
Stay, Steve. Stay.
The strangest neighbors ever.
Oh no. All right. So, yeah. How do I recover from that? So Susie had a great, oh, am I not supposed to say who it was? A random person. Sent me an email and I'm going to read it.
All
right. It's when our last Sheltie, Chansey girl, was about 15 months old. She stopped eating and drinking and would hunch and cry when trying to potty. We took her to the vet and they did x-rays. Dr. Sarah thought Chansey had chewed up a magazine and got wadded up in her stomach. Chansey stayed overnight at the vet hospital so she could receive lots of fluids and an enema, which produced nothing. The only thing left to do was surgery.
Oh.
We did mention to Dr. Sarah that Dad, Art 6-foot cloth bathrobe tie, was missing.
Oh, Jesus.
Our thoughts and our doctors were, there's no way this little girl could have swallowed that belt and not choked to death. We waited at home to hear what the vet found. The vet tech called and said, guess what Dr. Sarah found? The bathrobe belt was so wadded up, it was dry in the middle, and it was all in one piece. We have no idea how she swallowed the belt in one piece. Dr. Sarah now uses the belt at conferences on weird things removed from pet stomachs.
That's a lot.
Dude.
Like that's a lot of what you would assume was a pretty absorbent material.
Yeah.
Like, how is that thing ever going to move?
But the fact that what your dog ate is now an exhibit at
that's awesome
conferences.
I should have saved Pogi's thing.
No.
I could have given it to Acadia Vet.
I don't think Mark would have wanted that. I don't think he would have wanted poopy tampons.
In a jar of like
in a jar. Or something. No. No. We can ask him at the farmer's market on Sunday, but I don't think he would have wanted that. Susie has another story, and it's
wow,
we had another dog that ate. She didn't say that okay. She wanted to be
that's good.
All right, we had another dog that ate heavy duty rubber gloves,
Wow.
Frames to eyeglasses. Pokey would do that.
Yes.
A 3-inch doll from Italy.
Pokey might do that.
He left the hat. Insulation. And only one of a very expensive pair of Italian sandals. He did leave me the buckle.
Well, that's good.
Dude. That dog, man.
There was this time when I asked Carrie if she had thrown out our kitchen sponge. And she said no. And I said, oh, that's a mystery. But then she spent about a week picking up pieces of blue sponge in her backyard.
Because someone had pooped it out. That someone was not me.
It wasn't me either.
And not Spartacus. It was Pokey. Kate said, Steve, you ate my underwear again. Which would be the best thing to ever yell in the woods. I wonder if Steve's still here. He's probably left.
He probably has left.
Liz says, it seems like a right time to share that our dog has a human name too. Much hilarity has ensued from not differentiating between our dog, Alice the human, and Alice the dog.
She corrected herself in two more comments down.
Our friend. Alice the human. We did. We had a friend who used to live here. She's still a friend, but she just doesn't live here in town anymore. And her name is Alice, and Liz's dog, and Art's dog's name is Alice, and that was very confusing sometimes.
Doug Marshall said hi. We got to say hi to Doug.
Hey, Doug.
I can't believe Doug does. Maybe Doug's never owned a dog.
Doug is a dog owner.
I think he's had some stories.
I think he must. Dee says, Daisy didn't eat my glasses, but she did chew them, as well as my cell phone.
Yes, Puppy's basically ruined at least two pairs of Carrie's glasses.
But no cell phones yet.
No. Oh,
thank God. That would be really bad.
She did chew on the remote as well.
Yeah, she ate a remote. But she didn't eat it. She just gnawed on
it. She just put little divots in it.
So on DoggingtonPost.com, which is the best website name ever. Like, when I think of Liz, who hopefully is still listening, I think that if Liz were to create a website about dogs, I could see her naming it Doggington Post. But on DoggingtonPost.com, they have a list of the weirdest things dogs have ever eaten. And number one is 13 rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah, 13.
Wow.
A 6-month-old Labrador puppy who liked to hang out near a fish pond found something that he really liked, rocks. He stopped eating his food, a very bad sign with young puppies, and was taken to the vet. And the diagnosis, a belly full of rocks that had started to work into his intestines. 1,500 in medical bills later, the rocks were successfully removed and the lab had a full recovery.
See, that's the thing about Puggy. It doesn't matter what she eats. She never stops eating her food.
No, she never stops. No. Never. She had like 87 tampons in her belly, but she still ate. Pokes. She's talking about it right now. Hey, baby, you want to come up?
Puggy, stop.
Apparently, Steve is outside.
Probably.
Do you have it? Oh, wait, here. Doug says,
more comments.
All right, you read it.
Jasper, our big golden doodle, grabbed our TV remote, ran outside, and changed the channel.
Aww, that's so funny.
That is.
What did he change it to, though?
Probably like the Animal Planet.
Hey, Pokes. That would be cute. Pokey gets very involved in things on the TV.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kate said, my dog ate my headphones, the earbud kind with the cord.
And all.
Oh.
Did you have to pull that out once it started coming?
That is nasty. That's so nasty. All right, here's one from D. You want to read it?
Yes.
Okay.
The day she did it, she chewed my phone off so my alarm didn't go off. And then when I went to the eye doctor to get my new glasses, my eye doctor was shocked to see them.
Oh, man.
Probably because they're all chewed up.
Oh, man. And Kate said, in answer to your question, Sean, yup, sure did. And that's how you know you love a dog.
I know you're not supposed to do that, but that's kind of, That's kind of, there's like a certain satisfaction in latching onto that, just pulling it out. I don't know. It's like taking a splinter out of your finger. I don't know. What?
I'm just trying to digest that. All right, there we go. John Bell. Oh, no, John has a sad story.
It's more than one part, so I can't read it.
Oh, okay, we'll wait. You read Susie's. I'll go into Facebook and try to get John's.
All right.
All right.
This sounds good. Is it Karen? C-A-I-R-N? Karen Perry? Our Cam Terry loved the bourbon balls I had made for Christmas. He would stand on his hind leg and walk through the stove window until they were done. No matter how hard you tried to silently open the container they were kept in, Boots would be at your feet. No, he was not allowed to have any.
That sounds like Pogi.
That's like our dogs with
everything.
With American cheese. Like, you cannot get the, there's no way you can get the wrapper off without them knowing you're opening up some cheese.
They're so into it. All right, I have John's whole comment. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Sad story. Was okay at the end. My friend's parents bought a $2,000 Rottweiler and was about 130 pounds at 8 months old. His parents were out of town, and we took the dog to park to play around noon. I had a racket ball I kept throwing, and the dog would bring it back. After about 20 throws, the dog came back without the ball. We looked around and couldn't find it. After midnight, my friend called and said his dog looked like the Goodyear blimp. We stayed up all night, and at 8, we took the dog to the vet, and they got it out, and all was good until his parents got home, and they learned that they now had a $4,000 Rottweiler. So, like, the racquetball...
Oh, that's funny.
Like, must have, like, broken down and all the stuff inside it. Like, because racquetballs have weird stuff in it, don't they?
No, there's nothing inside of it. It's just, it's smaller than a tennis ball, but it's rubber.
Aren't they blue or something? Blue. Like,
there's nothing inside of it. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he probably swallowed it whole, and he probably got stuck somewhere. And then he started getting backed up from both ends.
That's so not sad.
It's not, I mean, again, it would be hard to swallow, but it doesn't surprise me. Dogs will swallow anything.
Oh, man.
If they want to.
That's not, that dogs, what are they thinking?
They're stupid.
No, don't say that.
They are when they eat that kind of crap.
Don't say that.
Brains and balls and
On that same site, Doggington Post. There's a story about Ozzy, who was a 7-month-old Staffordshire Terrier, and he got in a fight with another doggy over the toy, and so he was, like, losing the fight.
Yeah.
So he scarfed down the toy.
He ate it?
Yeah. And it was a rubber ducky.
He was gonna win no matter what.
He ate a rubber ducky.
See, that's, like, probably the size of a racquetball overall. It's just not round.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
No. I can't. What if you tried to poop it out like the duck's head was hanging out and the rest couldn't come out?
Oh.
That would be funny.
Here, there's an image for everybody who's watching.
Of what? The rubber ducky?
Yeah, if you look in this very small image, you can see the rubber ducky in his belly.
Did they have to cut the poor guy open to get it out?
I'm sure they must have.
Damn.
Like, you just swallow the whole rubber ducky whole.
I know.
Wow.
It's amazing. Because they're like snakes. Like, swallowing a mouse hole.
They are. They are like that. I think that might be what happened to my underwear, too. I think Pokey just swallowed it whole.
Oh, they definitely came out whole. So, she must have swallowed a whole.
Liz says, Alice the dog, soon after we got her, ate some blank tax forms I picked up from the library once. I love being able to say, my dog ate my taxes.
Jeez, how old's Alice?
Alice is like Sparty age, so Alice is probably like 12 or 13.
That's like before you could do your taxes online or what?
That was a long time ago. I don't know. I can see Liz being old school about doing her taxes.
Yeah.
Like, that like feeling of like writing them out longhand and like, I don't know, it has a different feeling. I remember that feeling.
Definitely has a different feeling than going to the accountant.
Liz says she's a village elder.
So is Sparty.
I know. Kate said, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Nice job, baby.
Thank you. Do you know that song?
I know that part of it. Was it? Didn't somebody on Sesame Street sing that?
Ernie?
Yeah. In the bathtub?
Yeah. Mm. He was like, you make bath time lots of fun. And then I think the next line is, rubber ducky, I'm awfully proud of you.
Really?
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Well, I have one that's...
I want to be Ernie's rubber ducky.
It's kind of apropos.
Okay. Look at you with the fancy words.
This is from thedodo.com.
Okay.
And that's dodo like the bird. D-O-D-O. And this is the nine weirdest things... The nine weirdest things dogs have swallowed, according to an ER vet.
All right.
And number one, which really kind of surprises me that Pokey hasn't done yet, was an entire roll of poop bags.
Oh.
But you can tell that as they pulled them out, the roll was unrolling.
Oh, no.
It's like a long string. It's like caution tape looking.
Dude, that's terrible.
But that particular six-year-old golden retriever also had some fake plastic flowers in with the bags. So they got the poop bags out, but then they had to operate to get the flowers out.
So it ate poop bags and plastic flowers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like when they went to the vet, they took the bags out, like with a lot of times they use a scope and they can latch onto them and get them out. But after that, they gave the dog an x-ray and they were like, it looks like we took nothing out because she was still full of the plastic flowers.
That's terrible.
So they had to operate for that.
That's an interesting dog. Kate said that my dog is going to be 14 and she still eats things she's not supposed to.
Oh my God, don't say that.
So she's still an interesting dog too.
I don't want to have to deal with Pokey for. Like, I was hoping she was going to grow out of it.
She couldn't grow out of it. Maybe Kate's dog is an overachiever.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Do you have any more doggy things from the dodo?
I got rocks. I got socks. Oh, here's one.
Oh, yeah.
That's apparently very common. Common. Right. And it's condoms.
No.
This vet says she's seen a lot of dogs eat condoms.
Used?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Fortunately, inducing vomiting works for the condoms most of the time. But she says it's usually an awkward conversation with the dog owners.
Do you think they, like, train you to do that in vet school? They're like, okay. Now, sometimes you're going to have to deal with people who are a little bit embarrassed about what their dog's eating.
Oh, yeah. Like, what if the dog ate, like, I don't know, your little bullet vibrator while it's still on or something?
There's
and if that's like with the stethoscope, oh, I know what this is.
Oh, Kate said her friend's dog ate a retainer.
Oh, that was one of the things on the list.
That's nasty.
It was not a retainer.
And expensive.
It wasn't actually on this list. It's not another one, but it was dentures.
Oh, also.
The dog ate somebody's dentures.
Here, John Bell says.
Sean, remember the dog I had from your dog's litter? I do. I don't know if you know this or remember, but he would love to chew up shoes and especially my leather work boots. The big problem was he would only chew up the one for the right foot.
What? That's random.
I had three pair of work boots with new left boot and tore up right ones.
That's so random.
He said, I think it was because the spot where I stored them was the right one was on the outside.
Tried to switch them around?
Well, then you'd lose the whole pair.
But it'd be better to lose the pair.
No. You're probably still warm. The dog wasn't like totally eating them and pooping them out.
That would hurt.
Yeah, a whole boot.
Doggington Post has another one, which is the story of Betty, which is my mom's name. Quote, Betty is a bull terrier puppy who eats everything, including a 10.5-inch toy arrow when a door was left open at the family residence. I love how they put that in, like, oh, you know, there was a door left open, so that's why Betty did it. Like,
yeah, right.
Give the family a break. It's okay. The arrow was almost as long as Betty. Can you imagine? Like a toy arrow.
I really can't because it's so straight.
I know.
Like, how does it move down
there? I know.
Twisted intestinal system.
I don't know, but Betty's fine. The vets got it out because vets are amazing. There's another story in there about this Shih Tzu, named Oscar, and he was on this walk, like a happy little Shih Tzu, and he sees this mackerel, right? And the mackerel was on a fishing hook.
Oh no!
And so he ate the mackerel
and
the fishing hook
and
the fishing line, and then the hook got stuck again. In Oscar.
So Oscar had to get operated on.
Yeah. But he's fine too.
That just sounds horrid. Though.
Like, I can see Pokey doing that.
I can see her doing that too. Mm-hmm. That's why the fishing stuff stays in the garage. Without fish or bait on it.
Yeah. Like, oh, ouch. And then there was a great Dane puppy, and his name was Hector, and Hector was out gallivanting in the garden, right? And then all of a sudden he stopped gallivanting and he like had no energy. They're like, Hector, come have breakfast, and Hector's like, heck to the no. And so they brought him to the vet, and there was a 2 foot long, 2 feet, right, stick lodged in his throat.
Really?
He ate this whole, like, he just swallowed the stick.
What the hell's wrong with dogs?
I don't know.
How do you even swallow that?
I don't know. So John said that duct tape.
That's how you repair the business.
Yeah, man. And Liz says the cat apparently has guys' opinions about you guys doing a show about dogs.
I think a cat walked across one of our desks.
A lot. You did not notice. That was L of the cat and L of the cat.
I didn't notice at all. Whose desk was it?
Both of ours.
Oh, I thought and I then along the book soft brush against it.
And then L was on the bookcase over there. L is a fierce cat, Liz.
L rules the house.
He rules the entire house. Like,
he's a baby cat. He rules the, except for the old cat.
No. All right. So we have 4 cats, and Marcy's our oldest cat. None of our cats eat weird things. But Marcy is in charge of everything. She is very much the matriarch. And then Elle is kind of like the youngest, and he's vying for that top cat position.
Because he's the only boy.
And he torments Pokey, the puppy, all the time.
He ain't
so
afraid
mean.
Of no dog.
He isn't. He's so fierce. Susie says,
I read a story about a guy who couldn't find his flip phone. Wow, this must have been a long time ago. So he had his girlfriend call his phone. The ringing was coming from under his Rottweiler, but when the dog moved, the phone was not under it, but in it.
No!
I can see a dog swallowing a flip phone. Yeah.
No, that's terrible. There's another story about like a dog taking an entire fork out of the kitchen sink and swallowing it.
What?
Yeah.
God, that's just dangerous.
It was dangerous. He got hurt, but he's like recovered and everything. But yeah, he like it pierced one of his veins. And another Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is that how you call it?
Yeah.
Ate a serrated knife.
What?
Yeah.
Did he survive?
Yeah. It didn't cut anything.
Holy.
Somehow he like magically was able to like deal with it.
Sword swallower.
Basically. right?
Yeah.
But my favorite random weird dog swallowing story is the story of a five-month-old whippet named Pip, which is so cute. And so, like, Pip's family is like, what are you doing? Because she kept gulping, you know, like she's trying to get something out of her mouth,
yeah,
but nothing's coming out. And so her family's like, she's not stopping. We have to take her to the vet, right? So they take her to the vet, and inside of her is a very long and very narrow fairy wand. And it was like running allegedly across her whole entire doggy frame.
I bet.
Yeah. Mm. And so she had to get it surgically.
Well, most fairy wands have like a little star or something.
Yeah.
On top.
Yeah. Another dog, allegedly, his name was Bracken, and he was a lab, and he started coughing. So they took him to the vet because he wouldn't stop coughing.
Yeah.
And inside of him, they found a deflated soccer ball. A whole soccer ball.
Well,
dude,
that's crazy.
Dude.
But they do get kind of smallish, but still.
No.
God damn. Dogs are crazy.
I know. I thought you were crazy for eating that uncooked Spam, but apparently you're nothing compared to a dog.
No, a dog would eat the can.
You have never eaten underwear that I know of.
Well, not actually eaten them.
Or John Bell's shoes.
No.
Right boot. John Bell's right boot.
So here's one that's kind of fun. We've already covered this, but this story is kind of fun.
All right, ready.
It's tinsel.
It's what?
Tinsel. Tinsel, like for a Christmas tree.
Tinsel?
Tinsel, T-I-N-S-E-L. My dog ate a small box of Christmas tinsel. The next day, it looked like he had a Christmas ornament hanging from his backside.
Actually, I had a poodle.
That's like picture worthy right there.
When I was a little kid, I was like so desperate for a dog, right? So desperate. And I wanted a big furry dog.
Your parents never got you a dog.
I wanted a St. Bernard so hard, like a St. Bernard or like a Bernese Mountain Dog. I wanted a best friend dog that would go in the woods with me because I was such a sad and lonely child, right? Because no one was ever home, and I lived out near the woods in Bedford, New Hampshire, the only poor kid, blah, 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 right? I just so wanted a dog. I just had all these images of, like, where the red fern grows kind of dog, right? Old Yeller, best friend dog, protect me, keep the bears away kind of dog, right? And so I begged and begged and begged, and my parents were like, finally, like, yes, you can have a dog, finally, right? And I got a teacup poodle.
That's not a dog.
And I was so sad. I was like, no, our cat's bigger than our dog. And like, it was. Our cat was bigger than our dog. Our dog used to jump off the couch onto the cat's back because the cat was like part Maine Coon cat and try to ride the cat. Like, dog was fearless. But like, the point of the story is that one time, I remember Shelly Belly, which was her name, pooped out Christmas tree tinsel.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And like, I guess like your dog can really truly die from that kind of stuff, but Shelly Belly didn't die. And my family laughed for so long about that Christmas tree tinsel hanging from Shelly Belly's bum bum. Shelly Belly did not appreciate it.
You know, when you think about it, dogs have always eaten strange crap.
Yeah.
So, think about it. Before dogs ever went to the vet, how many of them died from...
I know. Like, before there were emergency vets, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like...
But you can also think about how many of them lived and how it's just, like, the norm almost.
Yeah. Yeah, like, how did that happen?
Those stupid animals.
My family was definitely not going to send Shelly Belly to the vet with her tinsel butt. That dog was so smart, except about that tinsel. Like, she would fake limp when you were looking for attention.
Yeah.
Like she'd walk around and she'd hobble and she'd pick up her right leg when you were looking at her and you'd be like, oh, Shelly Belly, oh, my baby. And you pick her up and you take care of her and you give her all her love and you put her back down. She'd be like limping. You'd look away, but you wouldn't really look away, but it seemed like you'd look away. She'd put all her feet down and run. And then you'd look back and she'd be like hobbling again. It was amazing.
That is funny.
She was a player.
I have one from iHeartDogs.com.
Is it about Shelly Belly?
No, it's about Rory Schumeister's dog that ate a whole dead chipmunk.
Okay, that's gross.
No. Yeah. Basically, the guy saw the dog with the chipmunk in his mouth. And he tried to get it out. And the dog's like, you're not having my chipmunk, swallow it.
It's a problem.
Said, dog won this round. But then 28 or 20 minutes later, upset stomach and threw the whole thing back up.
That is so gross.
I won.
Dude, that's so
man, they all eat such crazy things. There's one that ate a little Lego man, which wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure some of our younger kids' toys have ended up in the backyard.
Probably. You know, other things of theirs have. Ready?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to hopefully show you. No, where is it? All right. Ready? Oh, wrong one. Sorry, everybody who's afraid of spiders. Okay, so there's a Great Dane, right?
Yes.
And this Great Dane was really into eating socks.
Yeah.
And it ate so many socks. These are all the socks.
At once?
It was a 3-year-old Great Dane, and they took the doggy to the vet because he started throwing up.
And they pulled all those socks
And they
out.
Pulled out 43.5 socks.
Holy crap.
Out of this doggy's belly.
Did they not notice that they only like their mix match socks drawer was getting more full and more
mix
full?
Match? I don't know. Well, some of them the socks look like they're pears.
Probably.
But like, can you imagine? This is the doggy. He's totally fine.
Yeah.
But can you imagine like how many socks your house was missing when like 43.5 socks are in your dog's belly.
That's a lot of socks.
Dude, how many pairs of underwear are in Pogi's belly that we don't realize? This
well,
is really my question.
None. I don't know. I guess you're going to have to go shopping, baby.
But look how cute that doggy is. Isn't he cute?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stop the screen share.
He's got a big ass tongue.
You can read Susie's.
This is not a dog one.
Uh-oh.
A friend who grew up on a dairy farm decided to have a beer bust while his parents were gone for the weekend.
What's a beer bust?
Like a party.
Oh, okay.
After the party, see, he made sure the house was cleaned up before his parents came home. The day after his parents came home, his father came in from the milk and barn and asked, how was the party? My friend said, how did you know? His dad tossed a crumpled beer can on the table and said, cow number blank just threw this up. Cows will eat anything.
Whoa.
That's hilarious, actually.
Whoa. That is so funny. What a random, weird way to get caught
get
out.
Caught? Yeah, I know.
Oh, I need to like write a story that I can put that in. Because that's like the coolest thing.
A cow eating something?
And you're like, you get busted because the cow ate your Bud Light? Like, how? Everybody be like, that's not believable. Every single editor be like, that's not believable. All right.
Now you have proof that it isn't believable.
I know. I'll be like, I'm sorry, but Susie told me. Art says, Alice the dog disappeared around the shore rocks while we were on a walk. I was not wearing my glasses, so when I spotted her at a distance, she was just a white smudge that was making this odd, repetitive motion, like a little sun salutation. Okay, that's so descriptive. Art needs to stop just writing, working at the bookstore, but actually writing the books. When we caught up, she was inside a dead seal pulling hard on the stuff that was actually supposed to be in there.
That's gross.
But dude, nice. That's like Luke inside the, what was it, the Tauntaun or something in the Star Wars movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
But Alice is not a huge dog, so it makes it kind of funny.
Oh! Alice, the dog.
I said she's not a huge dog. That's hilarious. Was it stinky?
I can't
even. Did you have to give Alice a bath?
I have known a dog to roll around in a dead seal, which for those of you who don't live in Maine might seem really weird, but I've never heard of a dog going inside the dead seal.
Maybe she was cold.
Maybe she's an overachiever. Alice. And then you guys kissed that mouth.
Oh, don't talk about that.
All right.
You got no room to talk about it.
I don't have any room to talk about it. Oh, dude, it's almost 8 o'clock. Do you have any last stories? Because it's hard to go after that. Like, that's like the story to end all stories.
I don't have any that are super exciting.
No?
Oh, here's one that's kind of funny. It's from iHeartDogs.com.
You're really into that one.
No, it's just they have a long list.
Okay.
And it's a whole pack of crayons.
Oh.
.. That gave rainbow poops.
Oh, that is so cool.
It is kind of cool. Well, here's another related one. The head of a tiny stuffed animal. When he pooped, the stool had eyes.
Oh, like googly eyes. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Liz said, R.E., do you kiss that mouth?
No, you skipped arts.
I'm going back. Liz said, R.E., do you kiss that mouth? I'm just doing it so it makes sense because that was added in. It makes sense.
Okay.
She said, show me a petri dish with dog slobber versus human spit. Every day, any day. And I agree with you, Liz. Sean might not. And Art says Liz kisses her. I'm not a fan.
As does Art. Not agree. I'll kiss your mouth because you're not always running around licking your butt.
How do you know that? How do you really know?
Because
that?
I'd see you. You'd be like, help! I'm stuck.
Pretty flexible, but not that flexible. Pogi likes to French kiss, and Sean's not into that. Like, when Pogi tries to lick your face, you have to close your mouth, like, deliberately.
You gotta close your eyes.
And your eyes.
She'll lick your whole face.
She's really,
like your whole face.
Really a kisser. More so than any other dog I've ever had, actually.
Yeah. She's quite the affectionate little wiener.
And she is a little weirder. Who likes to eat things.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, we have one more?
One more.
All right.
A tube of blue oil paint.
What?
A tube of, like, you use for painting, but you don't use oil as much. A tube of blue oil paint. Da, da, da. There were about 50 little blue diarrhea poos all over my white carpet.
Oh, no. That would totally ruin the carpet.
Yeah, it's oil. Oh. But it would be funny. I may not even get mad about that.
You would totally get mad.
It would be so funny.
You'd get mad.
Whatever. Not if it was just on the carpet.
It's a white carpet. Carpets are expensive.
I know they are, but you can replace a carpet. But I don't have to replace like a carpet, a couch, you know, all that stuff.
Liz said, I knew I liked her, which made me laugh. All right. Pogi? So,
yeah.
You guys. So, there we go. That's our podcast, right?
If you say so.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, man.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Just, you know, as we close this out, we'll ask for prayers, if that's your thing. That Pogi.
We think she ate something.
Panties she ate the other day.
We think she ate another pair of underwear.
We know she did.
It seems like
because she had grabbed them out of the hamper
and brought them downstairs And then we took them away.
And then they were hanging on the rail to go upstairs, and then they were gone.
And then they disappeared.
Never to be seen again yet.
Yet. So pray for Pogi.
But at least they weren't sexy ones.
They weren't, actually. They were like the kind of underwear you wear under white pants. And Kate said, I'm always petitioning for longer podcasts. Thanks, Kate. And Dee said, oh, Pogi, LOL. Or the cats could have taken them.
No.
Maybe.
We would have found them by now.
They might be in the basement. Maybe they took them into the basement. They absconded
I'll go
with
check
them.
The basement on that 1% chance. I mean, they were nice and silky. They'd make a nice little nest for a cat. But...
They would. They'd be nice that way, man, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I have to find the outro. And thanks again to Stubby for giving us the amazing music, because he's an amazing musician, for our intro and outro. And thank you all for hanging out with us for an hour on this Friday evening or
have
morning.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a really good weekend. Celebrate if you're in the U.S. and you're into Daddy's Day. Have a good Daddy's Day.
This weekend?
Yes, you know it is.
Oh. Because
I keep asking you what you want to eat.
I would have had no idea.
You would have? Really? Liar. Lying liar who lies. Have a great night.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Oops.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday. Live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.